KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
My friend and I are at the beach on a breezy spring morning, up in the grass above the high tide line, watching small groups of sandpipers and shorebirds running and feeding out by the water. The tide is creeping up the wide open expanse of sand, and scanning the beach with binoculars, we see a variety of birds foraging. We see bigger birds with long legs furthest out, wading belly deep in the rising water and stopping to probe the submerged sand with long, slender pointed beaks. These are godwits. I focus one, trailing behind the others, submerging his whole...
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Trump says the U.S. will delay 50% tariffs on goods from the European Union to buy more time for negotiations. Trump says the agreement came after a phone call with the president of the European Commission.
We had a very nice call, and I agreed to move it. I believe June 9th would be, July 9th would be the date. That was the date she requested. Could we move it from June 1st to July 9th? And I agreed to do that, and that she said we will rapidly get together and see if we can work something out.
In a social media post on Friday, Trump had threatened to impose 50% tariffs on European Union goods, accusing the bloc of being very difficult to work with on trade. The tariffs were set to go into effect this week. China has been hewing to a fast-paced diplomatic schedule this week in Southeast Asia, where the country's top economic official is meeting with Malaysian officials. NPR's Emily Fang reports it's a bid to shore up the country's regional trade relationships.
China is still in the middle of a temporary and partial reprieve from high U.S. tariffs. And while both the U.S. and China say they're continuing trade negotiations, China is also strengthening its bilateral relationships with various Southeast Asian countries. Earlier this month, China's Premier Li Qiang met with officials in Indonesia, including the president, and stressed jointly tackling global risks together. And this weekend, he's in Kuala Lumpur, where he's called for expanded trade with Malaysia. Xi Jinping, China's leader, also personally made a trip to Southeast Asia earlier this year as cumulative U.S. tariffs climbed more than 100%. Emily Fang, NPR News.
Charles Rangel, a longtime member of Congress, died today at the age of 94. NPR's Jacqueline Diaz has more.
Former United States Congressman Charles Rangel served 46 years in the House of Representatives. He was a founding member of the Congressional Black Caucus. He also made history as the first African-American member of Congress to lead the powerful Ways and Means Committee. Born and raised in Harlem, Rangel represented what is now New York's 13th congressional district from 1971 to 2017. He played a big role in getting major legislation passed, including President Obama's Affordable Care Act. Before his time in Congress, he served in the New York State Assembly and as an assistant U.S. attorney. He was also a veteran of the Korean War, earning a Purple Heart and the Bronze Star. Jacqueline Diaz, NPR News.
Congress is in recess for the Memorial Day holiday. When lawmakers return, the Senate is to take up a huge tax cut and spending bill passed last week by the House. The legislation would spend more money on defense and less on Medicaid and other programs that benefit lower-income Americans. Wealthier Americans would benefit more from reduced taxes. This is NPR News. Texas is one step closer to requiring public schools display the Ten Commandments in classrooms. Legislation is expected to clear a final vote in the next few days. Governor Craig Abbott has indicated he'll sign it into law. It's almost certain to be challenged in court as violating the Constitution. A similar law passed in Louisiana and is being litigated in federal court. Later this week, the European Space Agency will transmit an iconic piece of classical music into space. NPR's Rebecca Hersher has more.
Johann Strauss's waltz, titled By the Beautiful Blue Danube, was featured in the classic 1968 film 2001: A Space Odyssey, and it's evoked space ever since. On May 31st, the European Space Agency plans to transmit a live performance of the piece into deep space, using a transmitter in Spain that usually works on missions to Mars and the Sun. The event commemorates the founding of the European Space Agency 50 years ago and the birth of the composer Strauss 200 years ago. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
This year marks the 50th anniversary of the summer movie hit Jaws. A British South African swimmer noted the occasion by swimming around Martha's Vineyard. Louis Pugh swam for hours over 12 days and finished today. He told the AP he hopes to change the public's perception of sharks, that the film maligned them as cold-blooded killers. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. This is NPR.
To a happier place. 50. Why take the smooth with the rough? When things run smooth, it's already more than enough. She knows your mind is not yet in league with the rest of the world and its little intrigues. Do you understand? Do you know what she means? As time goes by, and when you see what she's seen, you will, little 15.
Jumping, someone else's train. couldn't sleep at all last night. Just to think about you.
don't feel safe. Enjoy while you can. It's just like the weather. Quit complaining, brother. No one lives forever. Let's have a party. There's a full moon in the sky. It's the hour of the wolf, and I don't want to die. I'm so happy dancing while the grim reaper cuts, cuts, cuts.
My life, the look in your eyes took me by surprise. It's you. Fosse.
Fellas, try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get females, get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad, showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served in your stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move. Someone could cure your lonely condition. Looking for love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. From frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. But every dark tunnel has a lighter hope. So don't hang yourself with a celibate rope. New movie showing, so you're going. Could care less about the five you're blowing. Theater gets dark just to start the show. Then you spot a fine woman sitting in your row. She's dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust the move. The bride walks down just to start the wedding, and there's one more girl you won't be getting. So you start thinking, then you start clicking. A bridemaid looks and thinks that you're winking. She thinks you're kind of cute, so she winks back. And now you're feeling really firm because the girl is stacked. Reception's jumping, bass is pumping. Look at the girl and your heart starts thumping. Says she want to dance to a different groove. Now you don't want to do G, bust the move.
Support for Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting comes from GCI. Introducing GCI Plus, internet and mobile to help customers stream, work, and connect without limits. Terms and conditions apply. Details at gci.com/gci-plus.
KSDP Radio, 830 AM Sandpoint, 88.1 FM on translator K201DA, King Cove, Alaska.
keep us together. misunderstood.